Have you ever heard that called anything besides a seesaw?
No, I haven't.
What do you call a flat piece of stone that a man can carry around in his pocket and he uses it to sharpen a knife on? Or use it out.
Well, something would be called a file. No, you say stone.
Yeah.
A wet rock, a grinding rock.
A wet rock is what the wet rock would be. The little one would.
Yes, ma'am. The wet rock you carried in your pocket, the grinding stone, you got it up on something, you're chewing it.
Yeah, that's right. Will you describe some different kinds of wooden fences that people use or used to use around here?
They used to, way years ago when I was a girl, I'd see my father and my brothers go to the wood and saw down trees, and they say splitting rails, and they take those rails and make a fence. Real fence out there.
Well, now, how was the fence built? What did it look like?
It wasn't straight. Did it?
Yeah. Would you draw a diagram for me? Just show me kind
I'm
of the
way. I'm pulling. But they would lay a rail this way.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'd bring another this way.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'd make another this way. And they just keep going till they get that fence.
Well, now, did this have any straight up and down posts, or were they all laid lengthwise?
They didn't have any posts. Well, I mean, if they come to a corner, where they gonna make a corner? When they bring the rail out here, if this is a corner, they'd put up a post and then change over and start.
I see. And then they'd start over again.
That's right.
With the zigzags. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, now, what about a picket fence or a paling fence? People use those? Could you draw me a diagram of one of those?
I didn't see it when I was growing up. But we have a little fence about this high.
Mm-hmm.
We put around the edge of the yard sometimes. And it's just straight and have little slats up in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, however long your yard, you go that way and then you corn it off here and come down. And you still have those little slats all the way around here.
Mm-hmm.
Here, when you bring this way, you do it. How your larger yard is, you just go around your yard, make it like that, and put those little slats on it.
Mm-hmm. And what did you all call that kind of fence?
I just called it a fence.
Okay.
I'm in a yard fence already.
Okay.
A little fence around the yard.
What about, well, are there any other kinds of wooden fences that people used to use?
They used to make a fence, they used to, just like I was saying, they make it straight just like this color fence.
Mm-hmm.
And they nail those slats here, but this one would be tall.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd have another slat up to the top like this, and they'd nail the slats on here, and nail them on to the bottom and just keep going to the inner side of the yard with that. And we call that a paling fence.
Something like that?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Did these have little points up at the top?
Sometimes they did, and sometimes they'd just be straight.
Okay. Now, what about just a board fence? Were they ever used here? Or a plank fence?
Yes, ma'am. I've seen that, too. Plank fence. That's the kind they put around a lot like out there.
Oh, you got one out there?
Come on, man. It's about to fold down.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And we call that a plank fence.
That's a pretty high fence, isn't it? What's that, keep the mules in? Or?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. If too many people are spending the night at somebody's house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
Pallet.
Okay. What do you call low ground in a river valley where somebody might plant some crops?
Low ground?